I call you to worship this morning from the last book in the Old Testament containing God's promises of the rising of a son of righteousness and a promise of an Elijah the prophet to prepare the people's hearts for that son. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all those who do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb and all for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Lord Jesus, may our worship this morning be pleasing to you. May we sing your praises enthusiastically as we worship in the presence of the saints. May our confessions be sincere. May we be fertile soil to receive your word in the sermon. May we experience your presence in communion. And may we be filled with the Holy Spirit and with joy as we celebrate the coming of our Messiah. In your name, amen.